Moolala is brought to you by the nonprofit credit counseling agency Credit Canada and by Home Equity Bank, provider of the CHIP reverse mortgage. Allowance, whether it's weekly or monthly or whenever they do a good deed or a good chore, a lot of parents choose to give their kids some sort of an allowance for lots of reasons. But what about paying your kids for grades? Oh my God, scandalous. Some people are skeptical or even critical of the idea. And some, like my next guest, are actually advocates for it. Lynette Colfani-Cox is the money coach, personal finance expert. She's done everything. She's seen everything. She's in Texas to talk more about the method and its pros and cons. Hello there.
Hi there. Thanks for having me.
Your cred. You got kids. So please tell me you have used this method with your kids.
Oh, absolutely. With all three kids. So I have a 24-year-old who is a recent college graduate a couple of years ago. I have a 22-year-old who is a senior in college right now. And then I have a 16-year-old who's a 10th grader and who's a college-bound teen. And yes, we've used the pay for grades method to very good effect in our family. And I often encourage other families to consider it, at least to consider doing the same.
Now, you should know, my starting point is this is a terrible idea.
This is horrible.
It's horrible. And I can't even believe I'm giving you a platform for such a horrendous idea. I have one kid, they're 12. I'm a huge advocate for allowance. I have a whole method. It has historically not included grades. So I want you to first tell me the pros here. Why would you advocate for this approach?
So there's like 72 reasons, but I'll boil down. There's four or five reasons why we do this in our family. And again, why I think a lot of families should consider this. First, it absolutely incentivizes many kids. So just like, you know, workers in the job force and corporate America who are motivated by getting a bonus on the job, getting a higher pay, getting raises, et cetera. Financial incentives often can motivate kids to work a little harder and achieve a little bit more. Two is that it actually can save our family a ton of money in the long run. When our kids get really high grades, A's and B's, then that makes them more college ready. It makes them more worthy and deserving of getting scholarships, especially merit-based aid. And so in the long run, them getting scholarships for having good grades and performing well as students means that's less money out of my pocket in terms of tuition and other costs that are associated with higher education. It also reinforces our family values. It says to our kids that we place a premium on education and that we care about it so much that we're actually willing to pay you for this. And so it's also in alignment with what our family talks about and what we kind of preach. It also, frankly, at the end of the day, makes my life a lot less stressful too.
That's the number one. Why are you bearing the lead here?
No, this is kind of like the fourth or fifth consideration, but it really does. I'll be very honest with you and say that my son, for example, the middle child, he had a call or two home from teachers. He had, you know, an incident or two where he had not necessarily done as much as he should have done in the classroom. And when I have to get that call from a teacher about missing assignments or an email about work that was incomplete, et cetera, it's a pain in the butt. It's a stress for me. And so again, we push, we motivate, we try to incentivize to get the work done, to perform at your best, to always give your all. And then of course you'll get a reward for that financially. And so and my son, bless his heart, because he's a college senior now and he's done phenomenally well. And he's like on the dean's list and all that. So it absolutely worked, okay?
Do you pay him now in college? Cause I bet the numbers are more than $20 a class.
Oh, so no, I absolutely do not do it right now in college.
Okay.
I'm talking about when they were in middle school and in high school, this is when I did it. But no, I don't reward them for, reward them financially for getting good grades right now in college. That's a whole nother conversation, but I probably can spell it out in about 30 seconds. But the gist of it is, I absolutely recognize that kids should be ideally intrinsically motivated. They should have that internal source. They should want to excel and to do well. However, it doesn't always happen at the same pace and timing for all individuals as they grow into their maturity, et cetera. In college, our two older kids, they were just totally motivated to do it on their own. And so it frankly wasn't even necessary at that level.
What do you need to know about the temperament of your child to know whether paying for allowance is going to be helpful? Because some kids are very motivated by money and other kids are not. Some love winning at the school game and others just don't.
That's a great question. And I think, frankly, the answer is to ask them. To obviously, you can observe your kids, right? Like, you can know some kids really are motivated by external positive reinforcement. They love that pat on the back. They love that shiny gold star. They love that, you know, attaboy. They love being first in the class. They love the external reinforcements and the positive affirmations that they're on the right track and doing the right thing. So as a parent, you should be able to observe and judge and determine those things. But you can also ask kids, and you don't have to ask them about this specific thing, like what would it take to make you, you know, really want to get good grades or A's and B's. You can ask them sort of adjacent questions to that. Like, because to me, I think it's about the effort first and foremost. Because honestly, when my kids really make an effort and put in 100% and try, then they tend to get A's and B's. So I think part of the question, it doesn't have to be, you know, what would it take for you to get an A or a B? It's like, oh, I see that in this class, wow, you really great, you gave a great effort. Or I see you really worked hard on that project, on that essay, on that assignment. What was it about that that really motivated you? Or what did you like about that? And then they'll start to tell you, well, mom, in class, you know, this teacher, they tell everybody, they rank us all, or they tell us who's first. You know, my daughter, Alexis, came home. She had for her entrepreneurship class, they took an exam. She got a certification. She told me how the teacher said, oh, wow, you got the highest grade in the class. She really, really liked that to be publicly acknowledged. So you can actually ask your kids or just note what things make them excel and make them want to do more.
What do you think needs to be acknowledged about your very specific family values? Because as you say, your family deeply values traditional education. Other families will deeply value finding your own path. And you're going to learn about life by taking a gap year and traveling the world and dabbling in all sorts of things.
Yep. And actually, in some families also, they don't even believe in paying for a kid's college education, because, and that's perfectly fine and a good value as well. I just think that as long as the family communicates the values to the children and are consistent in their approach, you know, don't tell a child, oh, you can go, you can become anything you want to do. You can, you know, mom and dad love you. We support you and everything. And then when the child gets accepted to his or her quote unquote dream school, then they're like, okay, you're on your own. You know, right, to me, that's inconsistent. So
the other condition that seems to be critical is that the student sees the upside of earning money, because it wouldn't really work if you already pay for stuff. There's no need for discretionary money because they're already like, they're good. They want to go to a movie, they just grab 20 bucks from your wallet.
Yeah, that's absolutely the case. And that is another reason that we actually paid our kids for their good grades. Listen, as children get older and matriculate through the grades and through college, they will ultimately do hopefully something productive in life, right? They can go to work. They can take that gap year, as you said. They can volunteer. They can have an internship. They can go into the military. But for those who are actually going to become wage earners of some kind or even start a business, they should understand that how do you get money in life? And this is one of the values that we really stress to our kids, that money is earned. That's how you get it. And so just by the same token, how do you get that that A or that B, you earn it, you work hard for it. And then you get a reward for that as well. So five sort of financial pillars that we teach our kids about money is first and foremost that you earn it, you work hard for it. Yes, mom and dad have an estate plan, and when we die, you know what you're going to be getting. That's fine. But you don't count on inheriting money, marrying into money, having a sugar daddy, or whatever else you might win the lotto.
And I want to ask you the basics of the logistics.
Or donate it.
Yeah, I just want to ask you the basic of the logistics. You just got about 1 minute left. So how much, how do you do it? Do you do it after every report card? Is it annual? We've just got about a minute here. The basic logistics.
In my family, what we did is we paid $20 for A's, $10 for B's, and then we gave a plus we gave $5 for a plus. Like if it was an A plus, an extra $5. If you got a minus on anything, there was like a B minus, there was no money for that. And the A minus, there was no, sort of extra for that, obviously. We did it at the end of each marking period. Depending on the school they were in, half, one semester and then two semesters or four marking periods. And then at the end, sometimes we'd have like a here's your overall average. And then let's look and see what that is. And again, they get compensated accordingly. So it's just one strategy. The technique is really, up to the family to choose. Some might say, okay, at the end of the year, just one time, this is how it's going to work out. And they pick a number that's comfortable for their budget.
Lynette, thank you so much. I am now convinced that I should at least consider that. I am going to be open-minded for perhaps the first time in my life.
Well, I appreciate that. On my site, I have a free financial advice site, askthemoneycoach.com. I have an article up there that's basically literally called Why I Pay My Kids for Getting Good Grades and Why You Should Consider It. So
awesome.
You and your audience can read that too.
Thank you so much. Lynette, thank you for your time. It's great to see you. Thank you.
Thank you. My pleasure.
Lynette Kalfenny-Cox is the money coach, and she was here to talk about why she says we should pay kids for grades.